Was he still living?
My goodness, I don't think I'd care to be a stepping stone for him.
That there doctor that we had over there, that's reason I said they're smart. They said they just done everything they could for that boy. But when they got ready to go home, the doctor said, "We're going home with you. I'm going home with you. I'm going to see how the boy stands." He stayed there 18 days, I believe.
Hmm.
And he said, "I'm going with you." And he got home, I hugged his... I put my arm around him and hugged him and said, "What a wonderful doctor you are." He said, "Son, don't give me any praise for this." He said, "I didn't do it." He said, "This is the Lord's work." He said, "If it had been 100 boys stomped right there, this would have been one that lived and the other would have been all dead."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You couldn't live." And that boy never did get tired. He talked all the time. Just wake up, he'd black, his heart wasn't beating enough to sew the blood.
Mm.
And he was black as James.
My goodness.
And he wasn't beating enough, he'd just lay in there quivering.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 hours was out, this old doctor that was taking us home, he was a lung specialist, but he was off from school. And we got a man from Hugo. So he called one, Texarkana, and his doctor couldn't get lung specialist there, and they called one doctor, Oklahoma City. And he couldn't get him, and so he got this new Hugo, and he come down there. And they operated on this boy, and they split that open, they cut that skin, and mm-hmm. turned it up, and taken all the blood clots out, you know, mm-hmm. big as the fist, and bones and things that broke as every body, and they take them out. And after he come out, after it's all over, he called me out to one side, he said, "Well, there ain't one thing for us to do with that boy now." And he said, "That's all." He said, "It ain't going to be doctor's work." He said, "It's just going to be the Lord this time." He said, "We pray for him. Get everybody can pray for that boy." He said, "You got to have some help from somewhere." He said, "If he gets well," he said, "there ain't nothing in there to have a body."
Hmm.
He said, "I've got the bones out. Clots of blood." Well, the next morning, this young doctor come in. Just off school, he come in. And he come there. And this lung and swell so bad, you know, he had just going out. There wasn't nothing he could do about it. And he said, "Well, he come out on the gallery 3-4 times before that. He come and then he'd go back and he'd come back." And he said, "Well, I've got to do it." And he come out there and told me. He said, "I've got to perform an operation in there." And he said, "One again 100.
Hmm.
He said, "But he can't live. He's going to die." And he taken one of these big pressure needles that you use it for. For the TB, where they open up the lungs and...
Oh, I don't think I know those.
He used that limp needle in him and taken down 100 or 300 cc's of air out of that swelling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In 3-4 hours, he's better. And he done that again that night. Mm. Went back and got that. And the next morning, they had these oxygen tubes plumbed down in here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tape down there, two of them, one each doctor. Next morning he was trying to get them out, you know, and the doctor said, "Son, let me examine you." He come to examine his lungs, he said, "Yeah, we're glad to do that, we'll take him out."
Mm-hmm.
He's taking them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Something wonderful happens here." He mm-hmm. said, "That boy's got a chance now."
Mm-hmm.
His color just began to come back. Mm-hmm. You see as his blood began to work like it. Begin to turn white again.
When did this happen? What year?
How long ago was that?
43?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the boy you seen go off there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was him.
Boy, I think that would be enough to scare anybody away from bull riding.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he'd ever want to ride
him. The next ride that bull taken over here at Broken Bow, right up here in Broken Bow, he killed the boy.
Mm.
He was a killer. See, he killed that boy.